Well, tournament golf not yet back in full swing. Just the one event we'll be keeping an eye on this week from a betting angle, that being the Sony Open, being played at the Wailea Country Club in Honolulu, just a short flight from last week's venue at the Kapalua Resort on Maui. Justin Thomas will start the favourite. He won this event in 2017. He was 14th last year. He was 6th in 2015. Importantly, as far as Justin Thomas's chances are concerned, he owns some incredible rounds here on this golf course. He's had a round of 59, he's had a round of 61, and there's been a lot of other very low rounds for him. He did finish third last week after a slow start to the tournament. He powered his way through the tournament to eventually finish third at the Tournament of Champions. So there's a lot to like about Justin Thomas's chances this week. He's at $7, so not particularly good odds or generous odds in that regard, but you'd have to think he's going to be a real factor as far as the potential contenders in this tournament are concerned. Gary Woodland is struggling to win, I suppose you could say, but he's sure to give a good side, I think, this week. He was runner-up last week, got run down over the closing stages of that event by Xander Schauffele, but he's had three top tens in his last four starts in this particular event. He was runner-up last week, as I said, so at $13, that's probably good value. I'm sure he's going to give us some sort of a sight throughout the course of the week. Whether he wins or not, I suppose that remains to be seen. But there's a lot to like about his credentials for a potential win this week for Gary Woodland. Mark Leishman never missed a cut in nine starts in this event and had a couple of top tens. He was fourth last week, and as we know, towards the end of last year, he was playing pretty well here in Australia. Was Mark Leishman. He's at $17. And the fact that he's had a very consistent record here, not exactly contending for the title as such, but a lot of very solid rounds in this event, and that he's in such good form, then there's a lot to like about Mark Leishman's chances at $17. And a couple of players that I think are well worth considering at longer odds are Patton Kizzire, the defending champion. He was eighth last week, which was a good start to the year. He seems to have rediscovered form after a tough time for much of 2018. Admittedly, as I said, he did win this tournament at the very beginning of 2018. But past that, things weren't particularly good for Kizzire. But there's been a lot to like about the start that he's made to the year. Eighth place last week. He's at $41. And the other player that I'm going to give some sort of a chance at longer odds is Charles Howell III, who, like Kizzire, seems to have found form again of late. He won the RSM Classic, which was his first win in a long time. And then he was okay last week when he finished 14th, which was midfield in the field of 33 players. He's had a lot of very good finishes in this event, Charles Howell, and that's the reason that I really do like his chances. So Charles Howell at $34 and Patton Kizzire at $41, my two long-shot players this week, but of the more fancied candidates, then it's hard to go past Justin Thomas, Gary Woodland and Mark Leishman. Of the other Australians in the field, aside from Mark Leishman, Cameron Smith, Adam Scott, who finished runner-up here quite a few years ago, playing his first tournament in quite some time, Matty Jones, Cameron Davis and Curtis Luck, both rookies on the PGA Tour this season, Cameron Davis and Curtis Luck. Good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.